Hello again, everyone. We're up here in a place just outside of Lisburn. It's called the White Mountain. And you'll notice me very obviously behind me here, this sculpture that somebody has made of a cow. And as I was looking at it, it reminded me of a story in the Bible in Exodus chapter 32, which shows the deceitfulness of the human heart. God had delivered the children of Israel from their slavery in Egypt by the blood of the Lamb. He has led them across the Red Sea. He has brought them through the wilderness. He has fed them with manna from heaven. He has provided for all of their needs. He has led them by a pillar of fire by night and a pillar of cloud by the day. And then he has brought them to Mount Sinai, and he's met them there in a very special way. He has also given to them formally, recorded in tables of stone, his law. So the children of Israel have been signally blessed of God. God has provided for their needs. He's saved them. He's delivered for them. He's led them, guided them, given them wonderful, exceeding great and precious promises, brought them into covenant union with himself, and also given them the promise of a land flowing with milk and honey. And you would think that for all that, the children of Israel would have cleaved unto the Lord and continued to walk with him and seek his face. But as soon as Moses went back up into the mountain again, Aaron called the children of Israel to present in Exodus chapter 32 all of their gold and their jewelry and their earrings, and he put it all into a furnace of fire, and he brought it out, and they made to themselves a golden calf to worship. And they attributed all of the blessings that God in heaven, the triune God, had given them, they attributed all the blessings that God had given them to this golden calf. And they began to worship it. And then, of course, Moses came down from the mountain and was furious and filled with rage and anger, justifiably so, and challenged Aaron about what they had done. And they even tried to say that the calf had come out of the fire itself, and they almost absolved themselves of responsibility. But did you ever wonder why a golden calf? What was significant about a golden calf? Well, I'm just surmising here, but I think there are two things that we could consider. As the children of Israel made to themselves a golden calf and began to worship it and treat it like a god. And it's the same today. Gold speaks of prosperity, it speaks of materialism. And we are living in a very materialistic society, even in the Church of Jesus Christ. There's a prosperity gospel now, and we look at God as being a very utilitarian God who is just there to provide for all of our needs, and we're looking for material wealth and prosperity, and sometimes we put those things before the Lord rather than seeking first the kingdom of God and labouring for treasures of worth and laying up treasures in heaven. We very often store up our treasures in this earth. It was a golden calf. And then, of course, the calf is the animal for service. And we are living again in a world, even amongst professing evangelicals, where we merely want a God who can not only bless us financially and prosper us materially, but we also want a God like a calf who can serve us and serve our ends. Rather than us serving him and taking the lowly place, we nowadays spell man with a capital M and God with a small G. And we're looking for a God who can just serve us and meet our needs and help us through trial, help us through difficulty, bring us through the hard times, provide for our needs and all the rest of it. And yes, God does bless his people. And yes, Jesus Christ is the servant king. But so often we denigrate God to being very, very small, just like a golden calf, something that can serve our ends and meet our needs, rather than us taking the lowly place and bringing honor and glory even to him. I wonder today, are we really serving and worshiping the true and living God? Are we attributing to the God of heaven all honour, praise and glory and thanksgiving for his blessings toward us? Thank you for joining us today. May God bless you, and we'll see you again, hopefully, very, very soon.